This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the root's on fire. I want to read you my commentary that's coming out in Thursday's Las Vegas Review Journal. So important, a challenge to former President Barack Obama. So I will read this in this hour, hour number two. First of all, thank you, Lee Elsie, for guest hosting in hour number one. Great job, as always. Lee Elsie now on Tuesdays and Thursdays in hour number one, the 6 o'clock hour East Coast, 3 o'clock hour West Coast. Thank you, Lee. Megan Barth has not disappeared, I promise you. She will be in as a guest all the time. We've got already set up as a guest for next Monday. And Lee was just very, very gracious and very willing to take over that Tuesday and Thursday spot. And we love him for it. We appreciate it. My commentary, a challenge to former President Barack Obama. Something remarkable just happened. The Houston Astros were punished in a severe way for cheating to win the 2017 World Series. Major League Baseball suspended the manager and GM of the Astros for a year. They took away the Astros' top draft picks for the next 2 years. They fined the team $5 million. And then the Astros fired the manager and GM who led them to a World Series championship. That's how you deal with cheaters, short of a prison term. That's how you send a message that cheating will not be tolerated. That's how you prevent the next scandal. Bravo. Bravo, Major League Baseball. Government reacts the exact opposite way. They cover up scandals. They bury the story in collusion with their buddies in the media. They condone cheating by liberals who support big government. Enter former President Barack Obama. Obama and I have a lot in common. It's almost eerie. He and I were born days apart in 1961. He became my college classmate at Columbia University, class of 83. We were both pre-law and majored in political science. We both went into politics. And when Obama ran for president on the 2008 Democrat ticket, I ran for vice president on the Libertarian presidential ticket. Our lives are like a mirror image, except for one big difference. I'm diametrically opposed to every policy Obama's ever stood for. I believe Obama was among the worst presidents in America's history. I believe his administration was among the most corrupt in history. I'm shocked and disgusted that Obama got away with it all because he had the biased liberal mainstream media on his side, lock, stock, and barrel. He owned them. The adoring media let Obama get away with murder. Nowadays, I've got my own national media platform. So I'm issuing a challenge to former President Obama, my college classmate. I believe you've had a free roll, a free pass until now. I don't believe you had one tough question ever thrown at you in the past decade. Not in the 2 years you were campaigning for president, not in the 8 years you were president, not in the 3 years since you became president. Not once has any member of the media pushed you for a detailed response about your IRS scandal, Hillary Clinton's sale of uranium to the Russians in return for $140 million donation to her charity, the lies you employed to cover up Benghazi, the lies you employed to sell the Iran treaty, why you gave $150 billion to Iran to fund terrorism around the world, the massive lies used to sell Obamacare, a trillion-dollar fraud, the billions wasted on your green energy giveaways to Democrat donors, Joe Biden's Ukraine scandal, Hillary's 30,000 erased emails, the lie of your shovel-ready jobs. There were none, as you admitted. Your Attorney General Loretta Lynch's meeting with Bill Clinton on the tarmac, the DNC cheating scandal fixed the primary for Hillary, and worst of all, your role in the spying, unmasking, and FISA fraud committed against President Trump. Got any answers to tough questions by an interviewer who isn't an adoring fan? I know you've never had to face that in your life. How about you sit down with me on the set of my Newsmax TV show, reaching 80 million homes, President Obama, for a 60-minute interview? No questions will be off limits. Can you prove me wrong? Think you could make me look foolish? Then accept my challenge. What do you have to lose if you didn't cheat? Let's go for it. I'm waiting. The ball is in your court. my commentary, a challenge to former President Barack Obama, and you'll hear it again in hour number three, which is my Newsmax hour, reaching 80 million homes or so around the country. And you'll see it in the Las Vegas Review Journal on Wednesday, excuse me, on Thursday. And you'll see it syndicated all over the country on Sunday by Creator Syndicate. My challenge to President Obama. Why don't you come on my show, President Obama? You're retired. You have nothing to do. You want to prove Republicans are crazy and we're conspiracy theorists. You want to prove I'm a lightweight. Come on my show. Can you take an hour debate with Wade Root? Can you take questions from Wade Root for an hour? Can you stand the withering criticism? Can you stand the withering questioning? I'll bet you think you can. Let's see. Come on, Obama. All right. Biggest news stories of the day. Again, you won't hear these on the evening news. This should be the biggest news story of the day. Number one, 92-year-old woman sexually abused and murdered by an illegal alien after New York refused to hand him over to ICE. This is going on all over the country, and nobody reports it. We have let people in our country who are murderers, rapists, sexual assaulters, kidnappers, carjackers, home invaders, kidnappers, you name it, sexual predators, pedophiliacs. What do you call a person who's pedophilia? I guess they're called perverts. I don't know. Child sex perverts. Whatever they are. Pedophiles. Whatever they are. They're all over. They're coming from other countries by the thousands. And they're killing people and raping people. And nobody cares. Because the media's all in the bag for the Democrat Party. So nobody says a word. It's an absolute disgrace. Not a word. It's a conspiracy. It's collusion. News story number two. The Trump administration begins returning illegal aliens deep into Mexico to combat the border crisis. See, this is the GOAT, the greatest of all time, the greatest president of all time. He is doing everything a human being can do to send these people away, to block them from coming in, to ship them off to the center of Mexico, far away from the border so it's almost impossible to ever come back again, to force Mexico almost at gunpoint, literally, by saying, we'll just bankrupt your country. Your country's done without our foreign aid. Your country's done without our military aid. Your country's done without our tourists. Your country's done without all the money we spend on your goods. So either you put thousands of troops on the Mexican border and on the Central American border so no one gets through, or your country is destroyed like a little pipsqueak that it is. And Trump has got them right where he wants them. So now they can't get through, but the ones who already got through, Trump returns them deep into Mexico to combat the border crisis. All the way down to Guadalajara. Great job. Should be the number one story. If it is one of the number one stories on the news tonight, it'll be because they're saying it proves Trump's a racist. No, it proves he likes America and he likes Americans and America first. He doesn't want us to die. He doesn't want us to lose our jobs. He doesn't want us to be raped. He doesn't want us to go bankrupt. And then what should be one of the top two or three stories in America today that you'll never hear on the news is Project Veritas. This kid O'Keefe has struck again. Again. Great job by James O'Keefe. James O'Keefe has Bernie's campaign field organizer. I told you last night, the hints suggested to me it was a Bernie campaign person. And it was, in fact, a Bernie campaign field organizer who wants Trump supporters in re-education gulags following Bernie's inauguration as president. Project Veritas founder James O'Keefe taunted Democrats on Sunday, revealed he'd be releasing the first bombshell tape, and sure enough, it's there. It's there. On Tuesday morning, O'Keefe and Project Veritas released their teaser video from the Bernie Sanders campaign, and Bernie's field organizer, Kyle Jurek, suggests Trump supporters need re-education camps. He then says cities will burn if Trump wins again. If Bernie doesn't get the nomination or it goes to a second round at the DNC convention, effing Milwaukee will burn, he says. Then he says gulags weren't that bad. Gulags weren't that bad. Do you think that some of these, like MAGA people, he says, could be re-educated? We got to try. So like in Nazi Germany, after the fall of the Nazi Party, there was a SH ton of the populace that was Nazified, effing Nazified. Germany had to spend billions of dollars re-educating their effing people, he said, not to be Nazis, and we're going to have to do the same thing here. That's kind of what all Bernie's whole effing, like, hey, free education for everybody is, because we're going to have to teach you not to be an effing Nazi. He went on to explain there's a reason Joseph Stalin had gulags, adding, gulags were a lot better than what the CIA has told us they were. People were actually paid a living wage in gulags. They had conjugal visits in gulags. Gulags were meant for, like, re-education. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. He calls for the mass murder of opposition. Oh, my gosh. So let's see. There's a few highlights here. I'm ready to throw down now the billionaire class. This is this kid, Kyle Jurek, Bernie Sanders field organizer talking about it. The effing media and pundits walk into MSNBC studios, drag those mother effers out by their hair, and light them on fire in the streets. He suggests liberal Democrats should be placed in gulags or put to death first before conservatives. Liberals get the effing wall first. Well, I'll tell you what, in Cuba, what they do to reactionaries. You want to fight against the revolution? You're going to die for it, mother effer. He affirms that free speech has repercussions. There are consequences for your effing actions. You should expect a violent reaction, and you deserve a violent reaction. He lambasts Elizabeth Warren, suggests that Elizabeth Warren does not deserve support just because she's a woman. Like, F, if we could beat Donald Trump, as long as we nominated a woman, what effing idiot? What the F? The world's on fire. This is an emergency situation, and you're hung up on vaginas. Wow. He wants to throw American citizens into gulags run by left-wing communists and burn down cities if Trump wins. He dreams of slaying MSNBC hosts because they weren't nice enough to Bernie Sanders. And he says Warren's voters are hung up on vaginas. And by the way, he's got a long arrest record, including a 2019 arrest while working the campaign in Iowa. Oh, this guy's a winner. We got him on tape, and I'll bet the news media covers it up completely. If Bernie Sanders wins, you think this is some one crazy one-off guy. It's not. They're planning the end of all of us. I'm telling you. I'll be back. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. The healthcare open enrollment period has ended. Did you miss it? Don't go a whole year without having a healthcare program. Sign up now with Liberty HealthShare. As a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, they're not insurance. That means you can sign up at any time of the year. Liberty HealthShare is no network. You're free to pick your own doctors, hospitals, providers, and there are no contracts. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has memberships for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of the community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. Hello, this is Wayne Allyn Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president in my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build a wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation in world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll free, 844-ROOT-WALL. Or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC. Paid for and responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. Rootwall.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. I have a voice problem. My voice easily gets hoarse. That's a big problem when you're a talk show host. I talk thousands of hours a year on radio and TV. I have to protect my voice. Well, those problems are a thing of the past. My throat is now a workhorse because of my doctor suggests all-natural silver lozenges. I pop these lozenges all day long and all show long. Silver has been used historically to destroy bacteria, viruses, and even yeast. Imagine sucking on a lozenge and letting the silver slowly and consistently destroy the cause of mouth, throat, and respiratory problems. Those lozenges work. work. I'm living proof. They're a miracle for me. Now a more advanced silver formula is available in a liquid gel or lozenge form, and you can get all three in one package at 20% off because War sent you. My doctor suggests the name of the company, but Wayne Root doesn't suggest. I urge you to try these remarkable all-natural lozenges today. Call 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868, or go to mydoctorsuggest.com/root. Use promo code USA Radio to save 20% off. That's mydoctorsuggest.com/root.
Raw and unfiltered.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
You can speak with a capitalist, evangelist, and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, Swiss America's the sponsor of this segment. It's no secret gold is the best way to protect your assets in 2020. Central banks know it. They're buying record amounts of gold. Billionaires know it. And especially my listeners know it. So what's the best way to play the gold rush of 2020? Simple. Own the best gold coins, historic St. Gaudens, in the best quality, mint state, from the best company, Swiss America, the most trusted name in gold for over 35 years at the best price. First, write this number down, 800-289-2646, 800-289-2646. Here's why. If you call Swiss America today and say you're a war listener, you can receive up to three beautiful mint state, $63, $20 St. Gaudens gold coins at a savings of 22%. Did you hear me? Call now and save 22% on $20 gold coins. Limit three per customer. The number again, 800-289-2646, 800-289-2646, or go to SwissAmerica.com and tell them War sent you. 800-289-2646. All these Democrats, all they do is play race politics. Here's a press release just came across my desk moments ago on Wednesday, tomorrow. Ambassador Keith Harper, the first Native American to ever receive the rank of U.S. ambassador, as if that's important. Wayne Root is the first Jew ever on radio. He's going to campaign for me. I mean, this is all they think about. He's the first Native American to ever receive the rank of U.S. ambassador. Great. We'll campaign for Mayor Pete in Las Vegas at the Four Directions and Nevada Tribal Nations Native American Presidential Forum 2020. Following a pre-recorded interview between Mayor Pete and O.J. Siemens, who the hell's that? The executive director of Four Nations, O.J. Simpson, O.J. Siemens. Name some more people that nobody cares about. Ambassador Harper, a member of the Cherokee Nation of Oklahoma, will address the audience about Mayor Pete's plan to promote autonomy and justice for tribal nations and native peoples. If you're media, RSVP to so-and-so, so-and-so. Who would care about this stuff? This is the most incredible politics I've ever seen. A small-town failed mayor with a police force that hates him, with massive violent crime in his city, running for president and promising the world to American tribes, Indian tribes, when he has no chance of ever being elected. And if he was elected, his whole life would be about, you get something because you're black, you get something because you're Hispanic, you get something because you're an Indian. Wayne Root, you're white, screw you. It's unbelievable. And then Bernie Sanders, we were just talking about him, so let's stick to Bernie. His campaign staffers want to stick us all in a gulag, re-educate us, or murder us. Bernie Sanders says, of course cheap illegal workers drive down U.S. wages. But that's okay, I'm still for illegal aliens, isn't that? Doesn't that make sense? Doesn't it make you feel good at night? Let me say it the way Bernie would say it. Of course cheap illegal workers drive down U.S. wages. Of course they do, but I'm for them, I love them. They're voting for me, all the illegals. They're all voting for me, love my illegals. There's Sanders for you. He admits cheaper illegal alien workers drive down wages for working and middle class Americans, but continues to support amnesty for illegal aliens, decriminalization of the U.S.-Mexico border, and throwing out President Trump's Buy American, Hire American executive order. He navigated through an interview with the New York Times, attempting to explain his previous statements where he's admitted that opening the U.S. border is detrimental to the nation state and has slammed the concept of hemispheric open borders. Sanders says, of course, cheaper illegal alien workers hired by businesses at $5 an hour will lower wages for America's working class. Yeah, if you're being paid $5 an hour, it's going to lower your wages, Sanders said. Why would I hire at a higher wage? Later in the interview, though, Sanders backs away from immigration wage suppression impact on America and focuses on a $15 minimum wage, suggesting that illegal aliens be legalized and paid the same wage as Americans. All I'm saying is that, for whatever reason, if I'm paying you $5 an hour, you don't think that's going to lower the wages that she gets? So you understand where this guy's coming from. First of all, he doesn't care because all his votes are coming from illegals. And second of all, he's saying, I really don't care if it lower wages because if I was president, I would just wave a wand and everybody would get paid $15 minimum wage. Do you realize you give everyone $15 minimum wage? That means the manager that used to make $15 now gets $20. Or maybe the assistant manager gets $20 and the manager gets like $40 or $50 an hour. Everybody along the line has to go up. And so all the prices for all the goods stratospherically rise. So all of a sudden you're making $50,000 a year, $80,000 a year, $100,000 a year, and prices double for everything you buy. Does any of this make sense? Does any of this make sense, Bernie? It's unbelievable. In a state like Florida, where immigrants make up 25% of the labor force, American workers have had their weekly wages reduced by about 12.5%. In California, where immigrants make up 34% of the labor force, American workers' weekly wages have been reduced by potentially 17%. Every 1% increase in the immigrant portion of low-skilled U.S. occupations reduces wages by about 0.8%. Should 15% of low-skilled jobs be held by foreign-born workers, it would reduce the wages of native-born American workers by about 12%. Here are the facts. And by the way, Bernie would increase spending by $60 trillion. Good luck.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. The House will vote to authorize impeachment managers for a trial in the Senate. The House previously voted to impeach President Trump for abuse of power and obstruction of Congress. Republican Congressman Jim Jordan of Ohio reminds everyone on Fox News.
Yeah, the truth still wins in the end. I mean, the truth still wins. Look, every single Republican voted against the articles of impeachment. One Democrat voted with us. One Democrat voted present. And a third Democrat voted with us and switched parties. So the truth still wins in the end. And just understand, though, it's never going to stop. These guys are going to go after this president forever because they don't like the president and they don't like any of us who support the president. And it didn't even start with Ukraine. Mm-hmm. Impeachment started before this guy was president.
The top six Democratic candidates are getting ready to take the stage for another debate, this one being held in Des Moines, Iowa. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, sponsor of this segment of the show, My Doctor Suggests. Cold and flu season's here. Silver may be the best defense against colds and flu. And also if you suffer from gut problems, skin conditions, yeast problems, candida, these guys are the best. Their products built around alkaline structured silver. It destroys yeast, bad bacteria, and viruses. Will not harm a good bacteria. And by the way, what are colds and flu, if not viruses? So this stuff is incredible. It is like a miracle. I can't speak for you. I can only speak for me. It has been a miracle in my life. Don't get colds. Don't get flu. No longer have brain fog. No longer have leaky gut syndrome. Wake up in the morning sharp as a tack. Eat a meal, not fatigued. And my voice is a workhorse. Never missed 1 minute in 4 years on radio or TV since I've been sucking on their silver lozenges. Not 1 minute due to a hoarse voice. Thank you. My Doctor Suggests. Get 20% off not just this order, but every order. Call 866-660-9868. Tell them Wayne Root sent you. 20% off in the free book, The Silver Miracle. 866-660-9868. Or go to mydoctorsuggests.com/roots. Tell them you love Wayne Root. You get 20% off. All right, my guest is here, James Hurston, New York Times bestselling author and law professor. We have him every Tuesday afternoon. Expertise, the entertainment industry, his website, jameshurston.com, H-I-R-S-E-N. James, welcome to the show.
Great to be back at it on another slow news day.
So, yeah, another slow news day. By the way, of all the topics here that I think were chosen by you and my producer, Andrew Paul, this morning, the late-breaking news, or I don't even know if it's late-breaking, but it must have happened after the topics, is that James O'Keefe has struck again, and he's got a Bernie Sanders staffer saying that he's going to send all of us to the gulag and have us killed or re-educated. I don't know if you heard that. I was wondering what you thought, if you have heard of it. If you haven't, well, you're hearing about it now. Bernie Sanders staffers talking about murdering conservatives, re-educating us, sticking us in a gulag. Gulags aren't that bad. And also, by the way, talking about murdering MSNBC people because they weren't nice enough to Bernie.
Yeah, no. I did hear about it. Thank God for James O'Keefe because he's always coming up with these wonderful, original pieces of truth that show so much. Because what this is Bernie staffers. And basically talking about using gulags in the United States of America, what this underscores is the way the far left thinks. The far left and Antifa are very alike. They are basically totalitarian thinkers. Their brothers in arms are not the European socialists. That's a facade. Their brothers in arms are the communists, the totalitarian communists, like Kim Jong-un. And look, if we look back in Bernie Sanders' life, he supported the Sandinistas, he supported Fidel Castro, he supported Hugo Chavez, Hugo Chavez was the architect of the takedown of one of the greatest countries in South America, Venezuela. And it was Chavez that brought basically true socialism in a totalitarian form. But Bernie has been kind of laughed off as this grandfatherly guy, but he's quite dangerous, and he certainly doesn't believe in any of the tenets of freedom. So I'm glad O'Keefe. And by the way, he's getting close to being the front runner. So this is very timely.
Well, I saw a latest poll from Morning Consult shows he's leading in California, the Democrat primary.
And that makes sense because, unfortunately, the Democrats that are in California, and especially the ones that are active that vote in primaries, subscribe to the things that the squad says, that Bernie Sanders says. It's very obvious. I mean, Danny DeVito. Didn't Danny DeVito just endorse Bernie Sanders?
Yes, he did. By the way,
of the far lefties, they really love Bernie Sanders. The squad has endorsed Bernie Sanders. So they blindly are going toward not European socialism, but full-blown dictatorship socialism. And if he had his way, a re-education camp would be part of the plan.
Yeah, it's so scary because, look, who teaches your children? Teachers. And the teachers union here in Las Vegas, the Clark County's teachers union, just endorsed this morning Bernie Sanders for president of the United States. I just don't understand. Can you believe this is who teaches your children? Can you believe that people this horrifically educated teach your children? They understand that what socialism means and they endorse socialism? It's just incredible.
Well, and if you look at the product of public education, what you see is the kind of individual like Ocasio-Cortez who is big on self-esteem but very small on actual knowledge. And these are the people that want to, and the unions are all for this, they want to eliminate portions of the culture, meaning cancel it, which is a part of what Dave Chappelle, we're going to talk about later, has called the cancel culture, which is this idea of hyper-political correctness that takes away certain forms of expression, certain phrases, certainly almost all of our sense of humor, and takes away things that are distinctly American. Yeah, the unions, unfortunately, and the public unions, have been part of this problem, and the takeover of public schools is almost fully complete. There's hardly a public school, there's a very small percentage of public schools that parents who can afford it would want to send their children. And so that's why virtually all of the elite have their children going to private school, where they don't get their kids' minds polluted by the kind of teachers that are in unions.
Right. I mean, here in Vegas, public schools are atrocious, and these are the people teaching your kids. So if they're, you know, their idea of Bernie Sanders as the president probably means their version of math is like 2 plus 2 equals 61. It's got to be the dumbest people in the world to endorse a communist for president of the United States, whose own staffers now, we have them on camera, talking about murdering conservatives and sending people to the gulag for re-education. But, you know, just to be on the safe side so liberals can understand this, I know you don't care. They want to murder conservatives, but he also wants to murder MSNBC staffers because they're not liberal enough for him, and they've treated Bernie, I guess, in a way they don't like. So this is what you're dealing with. These are what liberals are like. James Vince Vaughn, another example of liberalism as a mental illness. Vince Vaughn faces liberal outrage after he's seen with President Trump during the college football national championship game yesterday. Clemson taking on LSU. LSU in a big, big victory, an impressive victory, and the president showed up with Melania. And the crowd went wild, and the crowd screamed, USA, USA, and it was a wonderful moment. But then Vince Vaughn hung out with the president, and it seems like online it's created a massive controversy, yeah?
Yes. Well, what happened originally, a video was posted by a left-wing blogger. And in the video, the actor Vince Vaughn is seeing having a friendly conversation with the leader of the free world, Donald Trump, shaking his hand. Well, you know, they're sitting, Melania is sitting in between them, and they're having a conversation, and they're at the, and I'm jealous because they're at the LSU-Clemson football game, which was a great game. And this is, the way it was put up, by the way, this guy, Timothy Burke, a blue checker on Twitter, he writes, "I'm very sorry to have to share this video with you, all of it, every part of it." What he means is, of course, he's being sarcastic and saying he wants it to be shared because this is terrible that Vince Vaughn, and of course the left comes in with their bots and everybody, and this is part of cancel culture, and Vince Vaughn was already on the bad list because Vince Vaughn has been a self-proclaimed libertarian for his whole career that I can recall, and he's come out in Hollywood publicly supporting the Second Amendment. Which, you know, in Hollywood is an unforgivable sin. Vince is a great guy. I've actually met Vince Vaughn. And Vince is a guy that really believes in his convictions. He's the kind of libertarian, you know, that would vote for Wayne Allyn Root as vice president. He's a
exactly.
good guy. So, but the fact is, it just shows this incredible overreaction as part of the cancel culture. And they're saying, you know, this is terrible that Vince Vaughn would actually associate with a liar, a rapist, a racist, and on all of these terrible insults that they launch at this great president. And, you know, God bless Vince Vaughn. I mean, Drew Brees had just been over there. I saw a still shot. Drew Brees was shaking the president's hand. I don't think he's going to get any grief, though, Drew Brees. But this is the kind of grief you get in Hollywood for even being cordial to the president of the United States. Well, God bless Vince Vaughn. Some people are kind of crushing up his DVDs. I think we should go out and support Vince Vaughn. So get a DVD of Hacksaw Ridge when you get a chance.
Good movie. All right, we come back. ABC treated Abby Huntsman pretty terribly, so she's exited from The View. We'll talk about that. Dave Chappelle to endorse someone for president, a Democrat, but you won't believe which one. And Prince Harry and his wife Meghan planning to move to L.A. after Trump's out of office. So I guess that's a long-term plan. Good luck, guys. Better aim for 2025. Wayne Allyn Root will be back with James Hurst. His website, jameshurston.com, H-I-R-S-E-N, and then I'm up at Newsmax TV in about 13 minutes. It's Newsmax time. We shall return. War. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. I have a voice problem. My voice easily gets hoarse. That's a big problem when you're a talk show host. I talk thousands of hours a year on radio and TV. I have to protect my voice. Well, those problems are a thing of the past. My throat is now a workhorse because of my doctor suggests... I pop these lozenges all day long and all show long. Silver has been used historically to destroy bacteria, viruses, and even yeast. Imagine sucking on a lozenge and letting the silver slowly and consistently destroy the cause of mouth, throat, and respiratory problems. Those lozenges work. I'm living proof. They're a miracle for me. Now a more advanced silver formula is available in a liquid gel or lozenge form, and you can get all three in one package at 20% off because war sent you. My doctor suggests the name of the company, but Wayne Root doesn't suggest. I urge you to try these remarkable all-natural lozenges today. Call 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868. Or go to mydoctorsuggest.com/root. Use promo code USA Radio to save 20% off. That's mydoctorsuggest.com/root.
Tired of overpaying for the little blue pill? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with sildenafil, the active ingredient in the blue pill. With 20 milligram generic sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results for less than $2 per pill, and again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of the little blue pill. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-365-6017 to get your generic sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-365-6017 and get your generic sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this, so call 800-365-6017 now.
Hi, everyone. Wayne Allyn Root. Listen carefully to another great offer on one of the most sought-after assets on Earth. The world of political turmoil just gets crazier and crazier. Impeachment hearings, China trade wars, Fed money pumping, which are creating bubbles that could burst any day now. With one exception, gold and silver, which are currently undervalued and have excellent growth potential in 2020. So here's another irresistible offer to help you cash in on asset protection while you still can. My sponsor, Swiss America, is willing to ship my listeners another popular silver coin, the U.S. Peace Dollar, for just $16.50 each delivered while supplies last. You heard me right. This is an exclusive offer to my listeners by calling 800-289-2646. Write it down. 800-289-2646. Get your supply of silver U.S. Peace Dollars for just $16.50 each delivered. 800-289-2646 or go to SwissAmerica.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Every day, we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot.
It's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas, this is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
Wow, never did I think I would talk about baseball on a political show, but the Red Sox just announced they fired Alex Cora, their manager. Yes, yes, they did. Already the Astros have fired their manager and their general manager of the team that won the World Series, and now this guy's fired because he was the bench coach that orchestrated the entire Astros illegal sign stealing in 2017 when they cheated and won the World Series. He arranged for a video room technician to install a monitor displaying the center field camera feed immediately outside of the Astros dugout, which helped the Astros steal pitcher signs in the 17 regular season and playoffs, and then when they went on to win the World Series, and of course they beat my team, the New York Yankees, just barely, even when they knew what pitch was coming, they barely beat the Yankees. So, you know, what a terrible theft, and it's nice to see massive punishment coming down on someone who does something bad. If you heard my opening commentary in hour number two, it was about the fact, if only we could do that with Obama. If only someone would punish a bad guy like Obama, who cheated and stole and lied. Obamacare, Benghazi, the IRS scandal. Nobody ever punishes you in government when you cheat, lie, and steal, but they do in baseball, so I'm glad to hear it. Sponsor of this segment of the show, Liberty Health Share. I'll just give you the phone number, 855-58-LIBERTY. Keep it short, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. libertyhealthshare.org, and then put /WayneRoot. Tell them Wayne Root sent you. They've saved me $18,000 a year for 4 years, $72,000 in premiums, and they paid for my entire operation when I needed a kidney stone surgery last February. $27,000 to the hospital. God knows how many thousands to the surgeon and the doctor and the anesthesiologist. These guys are the greatest. 855-58-LIBERTY. It's not health insurance. It's much better than health insurance. See, I've created their tagline. It's better than health insurance. All right, our guest is here. James Herson, New York Times bestselling author, law professor, expertise Hollywood, website jamesherson.com. Let's start, James Herson, with Abby Huntsman, who left The View. Why? What happened?
You know, Abby Huntsman, by the way, was a staffer for Fox and anchor at night, and then she moved to the daytime, and she's been on The View for a period of time. So she announced that she's quitting The View to go and help out her dad, John Huntsman. He's running for the governorship of Utah. And,
wasn't he already the governor of Utah, and then he left to become the ambassador to China for Obama, if I remember correctly?
That's correct. And he did, in fact, serve as ambassador to China. Actually, what I think it was ambassador to China for Trump, if I'm not mistaken. But
well, it may have been the carryover for Trump, but Obama appointed him as the ambassador to China to try and get rid of him as someone who Obama thought could beat him as a Republican.
Yeah, I mean, his whole family is very telegenic. But what you would think that Abby Huntsman would be leaving The View because of the obnoxious lefties that are on there, Joy Behar and Whoopi Goldberg. But no, the reason she says there's a toxic, unhealthy environment in The View, it's really impossible to keep working there. And she says the reason is Meghan McCain, the daughter of John McCain, that Meghan McCain doesn't get along with anybody. Now, we expect Meghan McCain, as the name conservative, not to get along, you know, with Joy Behar and have tension. But I don't expect Meghan McCain not to get along with Abby Huntsman. Abby Huntsman was on a lot of different shows on Fox, and she was part of an entourage. And there was never any indication that there was some kind of problem with her. But anyway, that's her reason for leaving, the tensions with Meghan McCain. And it's very strange. And there's other indications that Meghan is difficult to get along with. You know, she was in the talk show field for a while. And
the radio talk show, right? She had a radio talk show.
Yeah, she had a nightly show, is what I recall.
Yeah, and I think it failed. Yeah, I think it was a flop.
We'll say on another network, as they
yes.
say.
Well, if she was not the daughter of John McCain, she would go nowhere. But if Abby Huntsman was not the daughter of John Huntsman, she'd go nowhere. I mean, look, it's all about nepotism. I remember as a kid hearing, you know, everything in Hollywood is about having a father or an uncle or a grandfather. It's unbelievable. You know, it really is.
No, it is. Now, sometimes people do have talent. You know, Jane Fonda, when she was young, she was very talented.
Oh, no, I don't debate that talent. I don't debate that.
Abby actually is talented.
Listen, I don't doubt for a second that they have talent. I don't doubt for a second they're good-looking. But do you know how many people get off a bus or a train or a plane every year in Hollywood that are handsome or beautiful, and they're talented, and they have great personality, and they never go anywhere, and 10 years later they're still waiting tables for minimum wage? And the only difference is John McCain's daughter and Huntsman's daughter got the jobs in place of them. Come on, I saw it. I live there.
No, that's exactly true.
Right.
In every town across the world, when somebody is extremely good-looking, they tell them, you've got to go to Hollywood. And
right.
they do.
And they do. And they wind up as bartenders and exotic dancers and strippers. And they don't go anywhere because it's 50,000 people a year getting off the bus thinking that they're beautiful enough to be the next, you know, the next superstar in Hollywood. And the reality is there's only five or six jobs, and they all go to somebody's daughter who's rich and famous. So very tough to break in Hollywood. I know. I was there. I was up for the biggest game shows in Hollywood, by the way. All of them.
There was a struggling screenwriter in Hollywood who couldn't make it, and he ran for Congress. His name is Adam Schiff.
There you go. There you go. A lot of people struggle in Hollywood. All right. James Hersin, New York Times bestselling author, law professor, our entertainment industry guru, website jameshersin.com. James, thanks for coming on the show again.
All right. Thank you for having me. You have a great evening.
Up next, Newsmax TV right now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Let's go, TV.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.